Now News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. People who back President Donald Trump are taking to the streets of downtown D.C. today in support of the president as the legal challenges to the election continue.
The Million MAGA March taking place at Freedom Plaza and the Supreme Court.
We are marching for something, and basically our nation. I mean, this is about the future of this country and election integrity and to support this president.
Amy Kramer is one of the organizers and says the movement is out of love for the country and the Constitution and to make sure every legal vote is counted. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
That march starts at noon. Counter-protests are also planned. D.C. Homeland Security Director Chris Rodriguez.
In terms of the number of groups that we're currently tracking, it's about a dozen. But they're very small, so I don't want anyone to think that we're talking about large numbers of folks.
He says you cannot bring a gun with you to the march. A lot of street closures will be in effect. The Trump campaign still jumping through legal hurdles, seeking to prove an unfair presidential election.
The courts have not been a safe haven for the numerous challenges issued by the campaign. In fact, there have been a few setbacks, including in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. And there have also been a couple of withdrawals in places like Nevada and Arizona. So the question now becomes, can the campaign prove or at least convince a court that there was enough fraud to make a difference in the states that were close on election night? And did Dominion software change ballots, for example? And were there thousands of ballots cast unlawfully in this election?
Fox's Kevin Cork, Democrats say the lawsuits are an unnecessary distraction. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam urging residents to fight pandemic fatigue and follow new rules that go into effect tomorrow. You cannot get together in groups larger than 25 people. Anyone older than 5 has to wear a mask in indoor public places.
I know everyone is tired of the pandemic and tired of restrictions on our lives. But for the sake of your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, our healthcare providers, and even the person you pass in the grocery store, please keep following the guidelines.
The new rules are in response to a spike in COVID-19 cases. Governors in other states taking it a few steps further. The governors of Oregon and New Mexico have ordered near lockdowns. Here's a cure for election and COVID fatigue. Turn your attention elsewhere.
D.C.'s Healthy Babies Project is looking for sponsors to adopt a family for the holiday season.
Healthy Babies Project is a nonprofit, and we serve pregnant and parenting and expecting teen parents in the district.
Jasmine Brazier, Director of Youth Services, explains the Adopt-A-Family program.
It's a great opportunity for the community to get together and purchase gifts and things that the families need for themselves and their children.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL Sports, the second round of the Masters resumes in half an hour. Play was suspended yesterday with 48 players yet to finish. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Retired federal employees. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch out for an accident now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound just after the Baltimore Beltway. It is along the right side of the roadway, and that right off-ramp is closed, so just a heads up if you are traveling in that area. In Virginia, on 66 westbound after Route 29 in Centerville, only one lane gets through that work zone. So far, just a brief delay there, but you will find very slow traffic on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard with the work zone along the left side. Traffic very slow as you make your way through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today. High pressure dominating the region on this Saturday. Temperatures, they're going to be in the cool side, only into the mid-50s. As we head tonight, clouds will be on the increase, particularly late. We'll see lows back in the 40s across the region. For your Sunday, showers will become likely as a strong cold front moves through. Breezy winds as well. Most likely timing for the rain, early afternoon through the mid-afternoon hours. High temperatures tomorrow in the mid-60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington Small, WMAL.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and sometimes when I'm out and about, people will say, is it really true that you loved your Good Feet Art Support so much that you bought the store? Of course it is, I say. And I never dreamed that I would run marathons and continue to stay active without my feet getting in the way. When I bought the store in 2014, I would have never imagined that tens of thousands of customers would find relief from foot, knee, and back pain. The support of these loyal customers has allowed us to open new stores throughout Virginia, Maryland, and now North Carolina. I love to hear their stories of walking, running, and just enjoying their new life pain-free. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain keep you from living the life you love. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk and get your own Good Feet story. To find the store nearest you, go to goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, Maryland.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Hour two of the Saturday morning update. We are joined by John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, you saw somebody yesterday you hadn't seen in a while, the president. You were at the White House for his coronavirus briefing late yesterday afternoon. Tell us what happened.
Well, it was a surprise announcement on Friday, but the president was coming out of seclusion and making his first public statement since the election. I'm excluding, of course, his appearance on Memorial Day at Arlington Cemetery when he did not speak, and, of course, his daily tweets. At the news conference, the president was focused almost exclusively on the coronavirus and how his administration is now on the periphery, working with private drug companies such as Pfizer and Eli Lilly, on the periphery of actually developing a vaccine, one which will be distributed free to the most needy Americans, meaning senior citizens, and then to the rest of the public. Now, as he said, the vaccine is waiting for FDA approval, that is the Food and Drug Administration, in order to be distributed. When the finalization of the vaccine becomes a reality, and when the FDA gives its approval, is unknown. It could take a matter of months. but the research and development, as well as the production, is nearly complete, according to the president. We'll see about that. It should be pointed out that what was as newsworthy as the president's comments on the vaccine were what he didn't address. He didn't take any questions, despite the presence of the traditional boom mic that comes out to us to ask questions. He did not at all respond to shouts from people, such as, when are you going to concede the election? And he simply deferred to Vice President Pence and the others on the Corona team. We'll see if he does an appearance like this again and takes a few questions.
Let's look toward the House of Representatives, because it seems like every morning when you wake up, there's been another Republican elected to the House.
There certainly has. And it should be pointed out that the punditocracy were almost in agreement that Democrats were going to pick up seats and increase their majority. Not so, and that explains why Nancy Pelosi is under fire, or at least one good reason. As it turns out, not a single Republican representative lost his or her seat. Republicans actually increased their ranks in the House to 212, meaning that with 223 Democrats and 212 Republicans, the major parties will have their closest division in the House since 1958. In addition, it should be noted that the House Republicans doubled the number of women and may have gotten more than that. They're up to 26 so far from 13. They elected a new black representative from Florida, meaning that their ranks are going to continue to grow among minorities. There was a new Hispanic congressman from Florida. And overall, it should be noted that the Republicans in the House are increasingly conservatives. As moderates step down, conservatives tend to win the primaries and hold on to the seat. That means the Freedom Caucus will have even more members this time and is going to be extremely vocal, especially if there is a Biden-Harris administration.
So we won't know the official outcome of the election until the Electoral College votes in December. However, Joe Biden has named a Washington insider as chief of staff, Ron Klain, and you can tell us all about Ron Klain.
Well, Rick, the Washington cocktail circuit has not been functioning a bit because of the coronavirus. However, there are virtual cocktail parties here in the nation's capital, and Ron Klain was the runaway favorite on the cocktail circuit to be chief of staff if Joe Biden became president. He's the archetypal Washington insider, serving as chief of staff to both Vice President Biden and, before him, Vice President Al Gore. He's a former law clerk to the late Supreme Court Justice Byron White, and many conservatives remember him, not too kindly, as chief counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee under Chairman Joe Biden in the early 1990s, when that committee engaged in a tumultuous fight over the nomination of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. One other thing about Ron Klain. I was talking to Larry Hass, the former communications director to Vice President Gore, and he said one of the chief credentials is he knows Joe Biden well and has Joe Biden's ear. And I also posed the same question to Christopher Whipple, who is the author of the book The Gatekeepers, the critically acclaimed book on White House chiefs of staff. He concluded that Jim Baker, Ronald Reagan's first chief of staff, and Leon Panetta, chief of staff to Bill Clinton, were the gold standard for the top job in the White House. Asked about Ron Klain, Mr. Whipple told me, Ron Klain is the perfect chief of staff on paper, but he faces a daunting string of crisis, economic turmoil, a lethal pandemic, racial tension nationwide, and a country bitterly divided with a hostile Senate. Now, he says, compared to this era, the errors of Jim Baker and Leon Panetta were Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
The other thing he's going to have to deal with is the progressives, and there was a lot of chatter at the end of the week about the possibility of Bernie Sanders becoming the Secretary of Labor if there is a Biden administration. What are you hearing on that?
Well, Bernie Sanders has been sending signals, and none of them too quiet, that having failed in his bid to become president, he's bored with the Senate and wants to do something else. In addition, the Republican governor of Vermont, Phil Scott, who admitted he voted for Joe Biden, has promised to appoint an independent to a seat that Bernie Sanders vacates, and that will be an independent who tends to associate with the left wing of the Democratic Party and will vote for Democratic control of the Senate. So there's no political fear of naming the senator from Vermont to the cabinet. Here is the problem. When one takes a progressive and puts him in that key position, such as Secretary of Labor, it is a reminder that the Sanders AOC wing of the party was one which may well have nearly lost the race for Joe Biden. Yes, they got behind him and campaigned for them, but so many of their views, from the living wage to Medicare for all, and most recently their identification with the defund the police movement, didn't exactly help Joe Biden in the campaign. As for Bernie Sanders being in that job, it should be pointed out that here's someone who's a self-styled socialist with a very committed agenda of big government. As Secretary of Labor, he would oversee a $12 billion annual budget, 17,450 employees, and the Office of the Solicitor, which has more lawyers in it than any office in Washington except the Department of Justice. That's what Bernie Sanders would have if he becomes Secretary Sanders.
And while we're on progressives, we've seen a lot of back and forth between moderate Democrats and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as the primary spokesperson for AOC plus three and the other progressives. Where do you see that wide difference of opinion between the moderates and the progressives going? Are we going to see 4 years of civil war, or are they going to come to terms?
Well, Republicans are certainly enjoying all of the internecine warfare between the moderates and the AOC wing within the House, so much that in response to the squad, that's AOC and three other left-of-center congresswomen, Congresswoman-elect Nicole Malliotakis of New York, Republican, announced that she's going to form the Freedom Squad to go one-on-one with AOC and company. In the meantime, AOC's already fighting a battle on her moderate front. That is taking on Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others within the Democratic leadership because they do not give more than lip service, in AOC's words, to their agenda. So there you have the conundrum. AOC is not satisfied with Pelosi and company because they're not progressive enough. Pelosi and company are not exactly enamored having AOC on television or social media and reminding people that she shares the socialist views of Bernie Sanders. And who enjoys all of this? Well, I told you, the Freedom Squad, just about to be formed.
More to come. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much.
Well, looking forward to the weeks ahead and whatever happens come January 20th.
7:20 Saturday morning update. Talk to Gordon Chang next, but first off to the WMAL Traffic Center with Michelle Murray.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle now on 395 southbound, just south of Leap Road. Looks like the right lane and the right shoulder blocked with that disabled vehicle. Also in Virginia, watch out for the work zone westbound on 66 between 29 and Centerville in the car rest area. One lane gets through at this time. Also, watch out for the road work on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard along the left side, causing a lot of slow traffic. And there is the accident southbound on the BW Parkway at the Baltimore Beltway in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today. High pressure dominating the region on this Saturday. Temperatures, they're going to be in the cool side, only into the mid-50s. As we head tonight, clouds will be on the increase, particularly late. We'll see lows back in the 40s across the region. For your Sunday, showers will become likely as a strong cold front moves through. Breezy winds as well. Most likely timing for the rain, early afternoon through the mid-afternoon hours. High temperatures tomorrow in the mid-60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's 43 degrees. It's 7:21 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and really great to be joined once again by Gordon Chang. And a lot going on in the world, and a lot of it does also involve domestic politics. Gordon, it's great to have you back with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. It's great to be on.
And, of course, Gordon is the author of The Coming Collapse of China, The Great U.S.-China Tech War also. Gordon, I follow you on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, and you had a tweet this week. Great move. President Trump prohibits Americans from investing in designated firms owned or controlled by China's military. An executive order from the president this week. And what does that mean? And especially, what does it mean should we have a change in administrations?
Well, President Trump has banned Americans from owning or investing into these 31 companies because of their relations with the Chinese military. And this is important because the relations of these companies with the military is extremely close. This means that Americans are going to have to divest, and the issue is whether President Biden is going to reverse this. I don't think so, and the reason is that it would subject the new president to all sorts of political pressures and criticisms. It's going to be, I think, one of these actions that are going to be very, very hard to unwind. There are other things that President Biden could do, but this is not one of them.
Obviously, you have followed how the Chinese Communist Party operates, their influence operations, and there's been so much focus on the relationship of Hunter Biden and Chinese corporations, with egregious sums of money being paid to Hunter Biden from China. And as you look at a strong potential of an incoming Biden administration, what do you make of that situation where the son of the president has been on the payroll, which through the twists and turns ultimately traces back to the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, it certainly has been, because Hunter Biden's relationships are with an entity that has been used by the United Front Work Department of the Communist Party to influence foreigners. So this is blatant. I know that during the campaign this did not have much of an effect, largely because the media did kill this story. But I think it will have an effect on President Biden, because every time that he does something that is favorable to China, people are going to talk about this. So this story is not going to go away, and it's going to restrict Biden in what he can do in terms of developing closer relationships with Beijing. And eventually, of course, I think the details will come out, and it will have an effect on Hunter Biden himself.
Well, that in mind, what would you say China's reaction will be to the election results?
Well, we know that just about 24 hours ago, the foreign ministry congratulated Joseph Biden on his victory. And it was really late in doing so, and that's sort of a mystery. But we have seen Communist Party media before that actually express happiness with the Biden win. And I think it's largely because they believe that he will try to develop closer relations with Beijing. Every new president tries to do that, so they realize they're going to get a grace period. But they also know that Biden does believe in his heart about the engagement theory. Now, President Trump obviously did not. President Trump imposed costs on China, which were unprecedented. And also, I think there's one other factor, Rick, and that is from China's point of view, Trump was unpredictable. And they think that they, even if they can't control Biden, they think they have him figured out. And although they may not like the things that Biden may eventually do, they are going to be pleased that they can at least establish a working relationship. So it's the unpredictability factor that I think really tipped the balance in Beijing and really got China to do all it can to elect Biden. And they were actually very, very active in that regard.
Well, while we're on that, it seemed early on that President Trump made outreach to President Xi Jinping and made every effort to solidify a relationship, and it just seemed as the Chinese ultimately just tried to take full advantage of him, at least from my layman's perspective.
Oh, that's absolutely right. For about a year and maybe 14 months, Trump tried very hard to develop that relationship with Xi Jinping. As we all know, he had Xi over to Mar-a-Lago in April of 2017, and eventually Trump changed his views about China because Xi Jinping did not reciprocate the generous gestures, and so Trump then brought the hammer down on the Chinese. But they did get that grace period, right now I think that they believe that they can get a grace period from Biden. It could be very well longer than the one Trump gave. And this is a point of time where we really don't have the luxury of giving the Chinese any sort of period where they can, this grace period.
With the attention so focused on the U.S. elections, wanted to check in with you on developments in Hong Kong, something you pointed out this week on your Twitter feed. Hong Kong government ousts four democratically elected lawmakers from legislature, and that has a significance.
Oh, it certainly does. What happened is on Wednesday, the National People's Congress, which is the highest organ of state power in the Chinese central government, issued a decision that allowed the Hong Kong chief executive, who's the highest political officer in Hong Kong, to expel legislators from the Legislative Council. And Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong chief executive, immediately expelled four pan-democratic legislators. Well, what happened is, within hours of that, the remaining 15 pan-democratic legislators announced that they would resign, which is what they did on the following day, Thursday. What happened is the pan-democratic movement realized that it could no longer participate in the political process in Hong Kong because it had become illegitimate. And this is going to have ramifications because Beijing had been hoping that the pan-democrats would stay in the legislature to give it this sheen of respectability. But basically what Beijing did this week is close off the possibility of peaceful change through the political process.
Gordon Chang, and you can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. As always, so great to get your perspectives, Gordon. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rick.
7:30 News next. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit medstarhealth.org/spinesurgery.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. Some Washingtonians are nervous about what will happen today as supporters of the president rally downtown along with counter-protesters.
I feel like it's not secure. Even if they said that, I don't believe it.
Yes, I would like to see this to be the kind of beginning of some healing in America, where people kind of come together and discuss their issues instead of just yelling at each other in the streets.
The demonstrations come as President Trump's lawsuits continue as he claims voter fraud. Democrats say Joe Biden won the election fair and square. New restrictions go into effect in Virginia tomorrow at midnight as hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 spike.
This is putting a strain on our medical facilities and frontline workers, and it's raising the danger level for every Virginian.
Governor Ralph Northam says the restrictions include limiting in-person gatherings to 25 people. Everyone older than 10 will have to wear masks indoor in public places. A big change for undergraduate students at the University of Maryland. Starting Monday, classes will go online. The president, Daryl Pine, says remote learning will continue for the rest of the semester. WMAL Sports, the second round of Masters resuming now. Play was suspended yesterday with 48 players yet to finish. 15 NCAA football games have been canceled today because of COVID, including the game between University of Maryland and Ohio State. Among those still on, Virginia Tech and Miami. Traffic and weather next.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Retired federal employees, the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 66 westbound west of the Fairfax County Parkway, watch out for a disabled vehicle in the left lane. That is causing a bit of a slowdown. Also westbound on 66 between Route 29 and Centerville in the car rest area, look for road work there. One lane gets through. And on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, three left lanes are blocked with road work, and that is causing some very slow traffic through that work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Clear skies and cool temperatures to start off the weekend. High pressure in control. Temperatures today reaching the mid-50s. We will see lows back in the 40s as we head tonight. Clouds will be on the increase ahead of the next system, which is a cold front that will shift through on your Sunday. We'll bring with it showers, I think, starting in the late morning hours, but continuing through the afternoon. We will see upwards of a quarter inch of rain, the heaviest north of D.C. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. Gusty winds behind the front. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Mary Walter. Are your current treatments for bronchiectasis or COPD not helping? Well, I want you to know there's another solution. It's called SmartVest. SmartVest works to provide symptom relief so you can breathe easier and enjoy life's special moments. It's easy, it's non-invasive, and proven effective. Plus, it's covered by Medicare, other insurance providers, and current CMS programs. Order a free information packet at SmartVest.com or schedule a call to learn more. That's SmartVest.com. Breathe easier. Live better with SmartVest.
You could kick off 2021 in Times Square, or with some new resolution skincare, or even with bedazzled footwear. But wouldn't you rather kick off 2021 as a millionaire? Rhyming aside, Virginia's New Year's Millionaire Raffle Ticket gives you the best odds of kicking off 2021 as a millionaire, with extra chances to win this year. And if you don't win a million, you could still win $100,000 or even $500. So what are you waiting for? The ball to drop? Get your Virginia's New Year's Millionaire Raffle Ticket today. Odds of winning top prize, 1 in 125,000.
The holiday season is just about here, and while it's my favorite time of year, it can also be hard trying to find the perfect gift for everyone on my nice list. But you know what's easy? I mean real easy? Getting a new roof from Patrick Fingles and his awesome team at New Look Home Design. They are all obsessed with making getting a new roof easy. Working with New Look really is that easy. All you need to do is pick out the color you want for your new roof to be. Here's another way they make it easy. New Look provides clear, transparent pricing. They also provide you with a 3D image of what the roof will look like on your home and email it directly to you with a free price quote. And your roof will be replaced in just a single day. Now, that is easy. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including yours truly. Listen, right now through November 30th, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 1-800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
This is an important message for military retirees, their families, and active duty family members. Did you know you have a TRICARE Prime option that gives you more without costing you more? For more than 35 years, Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan has delivered high-quality care to military beneficiaries. Visit belongathopkins.com to learn more about the difference Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan can make for you and your family. That's belongathopkins.com.
Many schools are still using remote online learning, so do you worry about the quality of education your son is getting? Vince Colonnais here, and I want to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. They are now accepting enrollments for an in-person classroom experience with classes starting this January for their spring semester. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union Military Academy is one of the nation's leading college prep boarding schools for young men in grades 7 through 12. Would your son learn better with a bit more structure? Fork Union's unique one-subject plan curriculum really works to help students reach their full potential. In fact, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. Plus, Fork Union emphasizes traditional core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, and discipline. Help your son thrive at Fork Union. Learn more about their spring semester enrollments for a safe, on-campus, in-person learning experience, guaranteed to help your son achieve success in the classroom, in athletics, and in life. Visit ForkUnion.com. That's F-O-R-K-Union.com.
7:37, it's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Rick Fowler here, glad to have you along, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. He is also the author of Operation Dark Heart and the host of the London Center's Thought to Action new podcast. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Troubling story at the Federalist, and I wanted to get your take on this. It's about a senior U.S. diplomat, special envoy for Syria. His name is James Jeffrey. And one quick note on background, and then I'll turn it over to you. He previously served as Deputy National Security Advisor under George W. Bush, but he signed a 2016 Never Trump letter along with dozens of other national security and foreign policy officials who worked under Bush, pledging he would never vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue. I think right after the election was completed in 2016, I know this for a fact, the President Trump felt obligated to try to make nice to the other side, that is to say, all those who opposed him or did not necessarily support him. And Rance Priebus and others came in. And the inevitable result, as we've come to see, is a serial diminution of people who are willing to actually follow their oath of office. This is a perfect example of that. And in this case, this is very, you know, if I were the president, I would basically consider having this person investigated and arrested for failure to perform their duties as directed. We all take an oath of office, those of us who serve either in as civilians or military of the government, and you don't get to pick and choose what orders you follow unless they're illegal, and the orders to withdraw troops from Syria most certainly was not illegal. And I think that's why we'd seen, despite headwinds such as this knucklehead, the president, and actually if you look at what this guy says, he says, well, you know, the president's done a great deal of good overall with all the agreements, but at the same time you have people like him trying to literally put men and women in uniform in harm's way for no justifiable reason. And I think this is where, and by the way, this guy wasn't elected. President Trump was. So this is a very dangerous thing. This is something that's happened over the past 4 years. It cannot stand. No president, no matter what party they are, can have a bureaucracy deciding for itself what it's going to do or not do based on what they believe is going to be, you know, in the best interest of the political party that they belong to or the tribe they belong to. This happened with Vindman. Vindman was the same issue. A disagreement with policy. So I'm just saying, Rick, this is something that if I were the president, no matter how much time he has, either he, you know, wins or doesn't win, these guys need to be held accountable and quickly.
Well, what's very troubling is he's quoted in an interview as saying, we were always playing shell games
exactly.
to not make clear to our leadership how many troops we had there, to not
exactly.
make clear.
So that's, again, that right there, I would charge them on that very statement. I would accept that at face value as an investigator and go from there. Again, you cannot, no matter what party, no matter who you are, accept that level of sedition. I don't know what else other to say that you are essentially purposely working against the policy proscripts and direction of this, of the president. And, again, Syria is a place where, you know, a lot of folks, even on the left, have said there's nothing there for us. We need to get out. And I've agreed with that. And a lot of us are not anti-war. We're anti-endless war with no clear objectives. And that's exactly what we're facing in Syria. There were things we decided which were of interest, which is some of the natural resources to make sure those things didn't fall into the wrong hands. But for the most part, the president has been correct. He's not got us in any new conflicts. And he's been very, very focused on trying to end those things effectively and bring people home. So, you know, again, I would have thought the left would be all over this, but they're not.
I know much of your work this fall was dedicated to election security and preparations.
Yes.
And as you've seen the information coming out over the past 10 days or so about what's happened in places like Pennsylvania or Georgia or Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, how would you kind of sum things up as you see them this morning?
Well, it's complicated. You know, I, like others, watch the media, and I also know what's going on regarding investigations. So I'm in kind of this twilight zone between both worlds, and it's interesting to watch what I've termed a psychological operation against the American people. Oh, there's no fraud here, yet every day we learn more things that are going on. And I know for a fact there's at least three different investigative teams doing things to examine the failures of any number of systems regarding electronic systems, vote counting systems, ballot systems. These things are all being examined, and I think rightly so. I just find it interesting, Rick, that the Biden campaign is actually fundraising right now. I saw a fundraising letter last night in my inbox asking for money to defend the Biden campaign against all of these inquiries. Why would anyone want to stifle the transparency within our election system? And to be honest here, the Biden campaign, more than anyone else, should be the ones trying to convince the 71 million people who voted for President Trump that the results were legitimate. So it's a very strange time.
Well, isn't this something we want to get right for
yes.
2022 and 2024?
Well, that's exactly why a lot of these teams are doing it. I've talked to a number of folks who are doing this, and a lot of folks didn't vote for Trump who are now involved in these reviews, simply by the fact that the pattern of analysis that they've seen, some of the statistical kind of anomalies indicate to them that something happened. So I don't know why anybody would oppose a legitimate, open recount, a legitimate open examination. All these things are critical to a real, you know, to defending the republic and the democratic processes within. So I'm one of those saying let's look at everything and let's try to make sure that there were no funny business, and then go from there.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at LondonCenter.org. And what's the latest topic on your podcast, Thought to Action?
Well, we did something called Ask Us Anything. I think you would enjoy it, and so would your audience. We basically have some of our senior fellows doing our first, you know, kind of around the world of policy to include the topic of election security. So people like it. And I'm happy to hear that people like it. So I recommend people go over to Thought to Action on YouTube or come to our website, LendingCenter.org. And by the way, we just stood up a full-blown, focused investigative effort on election security. So people can support us over there as well.
Thank you, Tony. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday morning update. We'll talk with KT McFarland next about the transition, and you may recall that she was part of the Trump transition team. We'll get her perspectives on what's going on the transition. That's next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On 66 westbound, west of the Fairfax County Parkway, disabled vehicle cleared from the roadway, but you will still find the roadwork westbound between Route 29 in Centerville and the car rest area. On the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, three left lanes are blocked with the roadwork, and that is causing lots of slow traffic there. Keep in mind, in the district today, a lot of streets will be closed along the National Mall area with demonstration activity, including Constitution Avenue between Pennsylvania Avenue and 18th Street, and Independence Avenue between 14th and Ohio Drive in Southwest. Now from GarageDroidPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today. High pressure dominating the region on this Saturday. Temperatures, they're going to be in the cool side, only into the mid-50s. As we head tonight, clouds will be on the increase, particularly late. We'll see lows back in the 40s across the region. For your Sunday, showers will become likely as a strong cold front moves through. Breezy winds as well. Most likely timing for the rain, early afternoon through the mid-afternoon hours. High temperatures tomorrow in the mid-60s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
43 degrees at 7:46 on WMAL.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her seven-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit medstarhealth.org/spine-surgery.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of it all weekend long. Daily fantasy is easy to play. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and watch the points roll. The better your players do, the higher on the leaderboard you rise. Whether your sport is golf or football, DraftKings has countless ways to help you feel the sweat and make it rain. Since 2012, DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to their players, so they know a thing or two about the green. Download the DraftKings app now and use code DCWINS during sign-up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code DCWINS, and you can get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The holiday season is full of joy, but between trying not to burn the turkey and keeping your father's fingers out of the mashed potatoes, you can find yourself thinking, why does this have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, At least we make getting a new roof easy. We answer your questions and build your roof the way you want it. Your measurements, line-by-line price, and a 3D rendering of your home are presented and emailed right to you. And your job's done in a single day. So unlike some holiday guests, you won't even know we were there. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a new-look roof? Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
The Saturday Morning Update at 7:50. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by KT McFarland. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House. KT, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's great to have you with us. Of course, KT authored Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, the inner workings of how things really go down in D.C. and in the swamp. KT, many in the media right now are in a tizzy over the delay in the authorization to begin an official transition to a new administration. Now, you had a key role on the Trump transition team in 2016. Are we facing a national security crisis, as many of the pundits would have us believe?
Good grief, no. They just don't have anything else to talk about, so they've got to talk about this, right? Look, the people that Joe Biden is going to have in his administration, if he is certified as the victor, are all the same people that were in the Obama Biden administration before. You know, the lady who was number three at the Pentagon, she's going to move up to number one. The guy who was number two at the State Department, he's going to move up to number one at the State Department. The guy who was number two at the NSA, he'll probably move up to number one. They know exactly who's got these jobs. They've been planning for them for years. And a lot of these people have already been in contact with their foreign counterparts, for sure, and they've already got all the connections they need. So it's just another thing to beat people over the head with. There's nothing to it. These people have their plans. They know the personalities. Most of them probably still have their security clearances. So, in fact, it's another yellow journalism red herring. How do you like that?
Well, you mentioned many of the Obama staffers will be coming back. And we saw how President Trump really reset foreign policy. And what do you sense as to what may happen in terms of the president's China policy, the World Health Organization? We've already seen that the new administration, if they come in, will go back into the Paris Climate Accord. What kind of an impact will that have on us?
Well, the World Health Organization, the Paris Accords, that just means America gets out its checkbook one more time. The World Health Organization is pretty inefficient and incapable and probably corrupt. As far as the Paris Accords, we're already meeting the emission standards of the Paris Accords. Why? Because of fracking. Most American businesses, or a lot of them, have turned from coal to natural gas, which is much cleaner. So we're already probably meeting those standards. What we're not doing, though, when we withdrew from the Paris Accords, is we're not writing billions of dollars of checks to other countries. The Paris Accords were always a fraud because it never required China to stop polluting. China gets to decide 10 or so years from now whether they might switch. So, no, I mean, that doesn't have a big difference. What I'm much more worried about is the reorientation in the Middle East if they decide they're going to go back to the Obama-era policies of anti-Israel, anti-Sunnis, anti-fracking, anti-American energy independence, and then rely on Iran, which will then be given a lifeline. It'll develop its nuclear weapons. It'll go back into the business of encouraging terrorism throughout the region. But the thing I'm most worried about is their foreign policy towards China. If Biden goes back to the kowtow to China, which he's done for 40 years of his career, then I think the United States is in really serious trouble. But all that being said, Rick, the Obama-Paris policies are probably going to be pretty good compared to what the real radical left wants, which is defund the police, defund the military, socialism for all, never have to work again, yada, yada, yada.
So what impact do you think that may have moving down the road in terms of what happens 2022, 2024?
All right. I just want to say that I've read about this in my book, that I was in the White House the day Nixon resigned, and I remember that horrible feeling, thinking, oh, the Republican Party is finished. It's never going to come back again. All the great things we had worked on, this is now going to be history. It'll take a generation. And yet, within 5 or 6 years, Ronald Reagan was there. And sometimes America needs to tack in one direction before the country's ready to tack in another direction. And if the Washington insiders, all of whom just talk to each other, right, they're in their own personal echo chamber and they don't listen to the rest of the country. If they're in their echo chamber and they pursue the policies of high taxes, anti-energy independence, a different foreign policy, bring out the checkbook, America underwrites and subsidizes all the agreements everywhere in the world, then they're going to be such odds at the American people that they're going to get bounced out. I mean, I think what will happen is they won't be able to resist going really far to the left, and the left of their party won't let them resist it. And so as a result, if they try to pack the courts, declare Washington, D.C. an independent state, well, then what will happen is in 2022, the Republicans will take the House and the Senate, and in 2024, they'll take the White House. And you know, America doesn't like going in violently different directions. And the other thing that they've kind of lost on all the people in Washington is, who do the American people really vote for? Okay, let's take Trump out of the equation for a minute. The rest of the election, to the Senate, to the House, to the state houses, most importantly, with overwhelming victories for people promoting the Trump policies. So if Washington thinks, oh, well, now we're all back, it's now the restoration of the Obama policies, they're dead wrong, because the country has voted resoundingly against socialism, Obama policies, and resoundingly for Trump policies. It's almost like the country voted for Trumpism without Trump.
KT McFarland, and we really appreciate the perspectives, especially seeing as how you were so high up in the White House during the Trump transition, and to hear your perspectives on, you know, what we're hearing in the media versus a reality check is wonderful to have you as always. KT McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Thank you so much, KT.
Thank you, Rick. Talk to you next week.
You bet. 7:57 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Proud to be Washington's home for Rush Limbaugh.
This program has provided me the greatest satisfaction and happiness.
105.9 FM.
It is a family.
WMAL.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment. So schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in November 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit etnafeds.com/radio.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.